This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Be careful. We got people that want to present, okay? Michael, who's...
Peach Vine Meats?
No, got the Get Me, well, and now he's got the... The pick picture, me? Yeah, pick me. And he wants to present us, and I told him no, he'd be too honest. We don't need somebody who's going to be honest. We need somebody.
We need Raheel.
Yeah, phony.
Raheel's not honest.
No, he's not honest. He's not bad. He's a bad person like that.
Or somebody who really likes us or is willing to say they do.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Who is this? Oh, Alyssa wants to present.
I'm willing to listen. Last time she got mad at you.
What did she get mad at me for?
I don't know. It was either John or Dell.
It was never me. She was upset with Lance, as she always is, and then John chimed in, and she turned on John.
Yeah.
Oh, she turned. Yeah, she's a turncoat like that. I'm sure she'll turn on you in a hurry. Hey, Alyssa, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Are you headed to school?
I'm already at school, guys.
Why are you calling a radio show while you're at school?
I literally asked to leave the classroom so I could call y'all real quick. Let me present. I'm like literally the best caller you guys have. I'm the, like, one of the funniest people on this show. Funnier than you, John. Funnier than you, Lance. Though, okay, you don't speak very much anymore. But yeah, I think I should be the presenter.
Okay, well, what would you say then? Present. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think I would say Lance is very kind. His daughter is very amazing. She's the best one. The best. What's the word? Best child he has, Maddie.
What's the word, child?
John, you're pretty Watch old. It. So I'd say you're pretty old, but you've done a lot. You know what I'm saying? I think I should be the one presenting it.
You're out. First of all, this is not about my kids. This is about me and John. You immediately hammered John.
Okay, well,
made it about my daughter.
You guys have been around for too long. You need a new generation to come in. I'm like,
okay, this is immediately not what we want. This isn't what we want, is it? This just sounds like the worst introduction to the Hall of Fame ever.
Ever.
They've been around too long. We need a new generation. Like,
terrible.
This is
You're
worse.
A bad presenter.
Worse than when Suge went to the Source Awards.
Okay, look. I'll say you guys have been around for forever, and that's a good thing. You guys have influenced so many people to come on the show and just curse up a storm and tell you guys what we did this weekend and what they've learned. You know what I'm saying? Like, your Twitch viewers are very nice and kind to everyone.
I don't think this is so far not impressive.
Yes, you're not.
I don't think this is a Hall of Fame induction thing. Right now,
I'm the best caller you have. Look, I'm the best caller you have.
Is this a contest for you?
I'm the funniest caller you have.
Is this, what are you selling here? You're supposed to be selling us,
it's
and you're selling
us,
yourself.
Alyssa, not you.
Look,
we're
shouldn't
in the
you
Hall of
be
Fame.
Diagramming a sentence or something like that?
Yeah. Aren't you?
Well, she couldn't figure out. Learn.
There's Chinese kids getting ready to take over our entire country
because you
guys are just getting out of class
and
all the time.
Maybe you could just learn simple addition today. Go. Okay?
Wow.
All right?
Okay, whatever.
All right.
Listen,
Alyssa,
no,
you're a terrible presenter.
Thanks, Alyssa. I appreciate your energy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably be more eloquent because I could figure out to use the word child, but but I would probably treat them the same way. So you are, the energy is right. We just got
so backhanded.
We just got to clean it up a little bit and she'd be good.
So backhanded. And so, we need a new generation to come in.
So she left class to call in. So either someone alerted her to this or she was listening to the show in class.
Wow. Well, I think she listens in class.
Yeah.
Which is why she's like a D student. Okay. Get to class, Alyssa.
Or go back to it. They're hanging outside the classroom.
Now she fits as a listener.
Bye, guys.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Alyssa.
She's still around. She does fit as a listener. Her background, like she doesn't listen in class.
Yeah, and she doesn't.
She's got a lot of attitude.
She doesn't care about learning things.
No, a lot of attitude.
Well, you raised her practically.
Like, hey, look. Hey, guys, I just want to say they don't. They've been around too long. It's time for a new generation.
You guys
and
suck.
I'm the best caller.
You guys suck and I'm the
what
best.
Is it? What is this? What is this?
This is about me. Oh, my gosh. Alyssa, you're a terrible presenter. You made it all about you, not the people you're presenting. Okay? Can anybody do better than this?
I'm assuming. But we need to find the right person.
All right. We did find, how about this? How about the numbers with Joe Mixon now? I mean, I know it's a small sample size. He's basically played in two games, or when he's on the field. Well, they're 3-0 with him on the field, 2-1 without him. They score almost 30 points a game versus 18 when he's not on the field. 160 rush yards versus 77, 5.3 yards per carry versus 3.4. Joe Mixon is a difference maker. Joe Mixon last year was not this guy. Is it because of the Texans? Because of the system? He was with Joe Burrow, so it's not he was quarterback poor.
I think
although Joe Burrow wasn't there the whole year.
I think it was they were fine offensively when Joe Burrow was out. Honestly.
Yeah, he actually did a nice job.
We're fine, but I think some of it is it's early in the year. He hasn't worn down. Started wearing down a little bit with their offensive line wasn't very good. And then I think he started wearing down. So I remember he's only played in two games. One of them was after he had multiple months off, didn't play in the preseason. Like, he was very fresh. Then he got to have another 4 weeks off. So he's been fresh in both of his games. He has not had the wear and tear of like three games in a row. Joe Mixon hadn't had that. He had a very fresh first game and a very fresh sixth game. So let's see what happens. But I'm happy with, I don't think it's going to be a big problem because the outside zone allows him to get into space and then choose his lane. And then he's a physical finisher, which that doesn't really go away. And so I don't think it's going to change. I think he's going to be a good back all year long. Now, he went for over 100 yards. Well, one run was ate up most of it. So, it wasn't like he was gashing. He was not really gashing the Patriots for 4.5, 5.5, 6 yards a pop. That wasn't really happening. But I don't care. That one run was a very important run. He scored a couple touchdowns. Like Joe Mixon is substantially better than Cam Akers and Ogunbowale. And he's important. Do I think he's going to have this much juice? Like, why was he not this way at the Bengals? I don't even care at this point. All I care about is he continues to play well for the Texans. Yeah. That's all I care about. I am a little we're going to keep an eye on the injury stuff for Kamari Laster. Having him out this week against Jaden Reed is banged up, but he's questionable, so we'll see. The problem you have with Green Bay is they have multiple receivers that can hit you, and you don't have multiple cover guys for the Texans. So I think you're really going to need to run the ball well against them, control the clock, and, have some long drives, and then you're going to have to convert those threes and the sevens. When you get down there, you're going to have to convert.
Do you know what the line is?
I don't. I would say, do you?
I don't.
I would say Green Bay is probably like 2, maybe. Maybe 1.5, 2. Let me see. I'll look at
3
right now. They're 3.
3.
Huh.
And
that's interesting.
And without Lassiter, I kind of like him. I kind of like Green Bay in this one. And I don't think
me too. They won and covered against Buffalo. So didn't they cover against Buffalo?
Who did? The Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And they covered two in a row.
A little bit of a run. Yeah, we didn't like him against Buffalo and they won, so I'll just keep not liking him. I didn't really have an opinion spread-wise. I mean, I thought they beat New England. I didn't really have an opinion from a spread standpoint. I didn't love that they gave up 3 touchdown passes to Drake May. When somebody asked the question yesterday, they said, how many games do you think Drake May will get 3 touchdown passes this year? And when they said that, I was like, probably just this one.
That's it.
I don't think he'll go three touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
Other than this one. But having Kamari last year.
With these receivers, with these defensive backs.
Well, Eric Murray's covering somebody.
No Nico. Yeah, Eric Murray's covering somebody. Petrie's covering somebody.
The number feels actually a little low now that I think about it. No, three feels about right.
The Texans are considered one of the best teams in the league.
Three, what's their best game this year, do you think?
If the Packers beat them, do the Packers move ahead of them as far as
Well, think about this. The Chicago Bears are in last place. Did you 4-2.
Yeah.
That holy crap, what a division. We thought it could be sneaky like this. No, we didn't expect we thought that the Bears would be more competitive and that we weren't sure what to expect.
I had the Bears in the playoffs.
From JJ. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do. Yeah. We weren't sure what to expect from JJ McCarthy. And then eventually, you know, it turned out to be Sam Darnold because McCarthy got hurt. But we knew that this division was a pretty good division. Last place is 4-2. There's good teams over there, yeah, man.
That's the best division of football right now.
Good teams. And if we face Chicago now, it'd be a much tougher game.
How about you get the NFC North when it's the best division in football? That's who the Texans get this year.
Well, we got Chicago early.
As opposed to the
Minnesota whipped our ass.
As opposed to the NFC West, which sucks this year.
You're going to have to split against the NFC North.
NFC East sucks.
NFC except Washington. East does suck. Yeah. Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia is not impressive. It's not good.
It's not good.
Our division's not good. They're not good. A little more competitive.
No, the AFC East is terrible.
The AFC East is bad. But that could change. When Tua gets back, that will change some. Honestly, the NFC East might be as bad as it gets. I mean, we might be as bad as it gets.
Yeah, we're as bad as it gets.
Jacksonville and the Titans?
Yeah. We're as bad as it gets.
My God.
Yeah. No quarterback play.
Okay. We got Joe Flacco out there.
Got one team.
I was thinking about this. Joe Flacco's like, okay, tell me in how good was Ray Allen? Was Ray Allen a good player?
Yeah.
How long did Ray Allen play professional basketball?
I don't know. 14 years?
How old was he when he finally stopped playing? Do you know?
36.
Ray Allen was 38. And he's a guy who played in college. So, you know what I mean? He came out of college.
16 years?
He played until he was 38. Yeah, 17 years.
17?
17 years of basketball, and Ray Allen is a career 40-point three-point shooter. When he was 36 years old, he was shooting 45% from three. When he was 35, he shot 44% from three and averaged 16 points per game and was an all-star when he was 35. The point I'm making is, if you're a basketball player and you're an athlete, a Derrick Rose who gets injured, Steve Francis who's not really skilled, once your athleticism drops a little bit, you're cooked. Either you take a big drop back like Derrick Rose did, you know, through no fault of his own but his injury, or Steve Francis, who was never skilled to begin with. He was just a great athlete. Russell Westbrook's kind of an outlier because he's a great athlete. But the point I'm making is, in football,
he's not
if you're
the same, he's sucked.
Yeah, but he can still get rebounds. He can still run. Yeah. He can get you assists. He still can do a lot of, like, he's a mega athlete. He's one of the great athletes that's ever played sports.
He's
honestly.
Hurting your team. He hurts his teams, though.
Yeah, he does with bad shot selection and things like that. The point I'm going to make is running quarterbacks, dual threat quarterbacks, eventually that threat of run goes away. Eventually, you're not as fast. You start getting hurt. You know what Joe Flacco is? He's like that guy who can really shoot but can't really move that well, but he can spot up and shoot. Guys who can throw from the pocket, even if they're not super athletic, even if you know they'll get sacked. Aaron Rodgers is a great passer. He can play, you know, he's kind of an outlier type of player. But guys who can really throw it from the pocket, they can play for a long time. Think about that. Think about the amount of quarterbacks who've been able to establish himself. Vinny Testaverde played later in his career. It wasn't as many dual threat quarterbacks then. But Joe Flacco is still playing, and he's a much better he gives them a much better chance to win than Anthony Richardson. Guys who can throw from the pocket are like guys who can shoot in the NBA. They can stick around a long time because that skill doesn't go away.
Yep. All right, we got to break it. Time to talk a little Zadik. If you want to get in, 713-780-3. If you want to present us, just give us a call and let us know how you're going to do that. But not right now, you got to talk Zadik Jewelers.
Zadik Jewelers is the jeweler of choice for Houston for over four decades now. And I got to say, When you see Zadig Jewelers and the many things that they have available in their bridal shop, you'll be blown away. It's the entire second floor is there for you. And they've got engagement rings. They've got wedding bands. They've got custom designers. They've got men's wedding bands that are available for you. There is something for everyone at Zadig Jewelers, and they'll make sure that they find the rings. You can go to ZADOK.com and take a look for yourself. It's some of the many designs that they have from Gabrielle and Company, Fauna. They've got the top designers, and of course, loose diamonds. They have loose diamonds for you, but they'll make any design that you're looking for. If you have something you really, really want, or you want to take an old family heirloom piece and turn it into, you know, part of the engagement ring that you're going to present your potential fiance. But they also have things in stock that are going to blow her away. Make sure that you go with the experts who can tell you what's hot right now and what is going to be quality and lasting forever and ever. Don't make a mistake. Make the right decision. Go with the champions of engagement rings, and that is Zadig Jewelers. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadig Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. 713-780-3776. Silky Johnson is...
Well, player hater of the year.
Yeah, Silky is on the line. He wants to talk about his Texans. Hey, Silky.
I want to thank the Houston Texans for giving me two players to hate on this lovely Tuesday morning. My first player that I'm hating on is Dalton Schultz. The last time I saw a player with hands that hard, his name was Will Fuller. I cannot take watching this man in the outfield. He is a blocking liability, and we are paying him too much to not be able to catch a ball. So for Dalton Schultz, hate. Now for my second Houston Texan, in which I'm hating on today, it is Jalen Petrie. You are too small to be a linebacker, and you are too slow to be a safety. What exactly are you, man? I do not know. But what I do know is you getting hated on this Tuesday morning. Hate. You guys have a hateful Tuesday.
Thank you,
Silky.
Player hater of the year, Silky Johnson. Hate. You've hated on Petrie before.
Now, see, Keith, now, see, that's how you do it.
He's created his own bit, who he's going to be player hating on every week.
Yeah, I love that.
See, that's a good
Keith,
bit.
That's a bit, okay? You actually take on the personality of the person that you're imitating, okay? You actually use stuff that that person says or does.
I appreciate Keith branching out from street free agent guy, but if you're going to branch out from it, at least add some effort.
A little effort. Know a little something about the person that you're imitating.
Yeah, some of their peculiar ways they say things.
Like Ty Cobb, when you did Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
You didn't bring one...
Like, I understand not wanting to be racist.
Not but, one racist thing.
But maybe just say all the white guys are responsible for the success and blame the non-whites. Something.
Not just put their name on it and then talk in your voice and say things that you want to say.
I would say stick to propping up Carson Wentz or something.
Yeah. That's probably where you're...
I kind of like
that
it.
Was your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. What's Ryan Tannehill up to? Give us an update.
Yeah. You haven't given us a Ryan Tannehill update. And
That's like asking.
Well,
you know,
do you want him to
Gilbert
say
to call in?
Well, do you want him to be Ty Cobb again?
Do you want? Yeah, I like that better than the Ryan Tannehill update.
That's
the bit that you're missing. It. That's
no, I
the,
get the.
That's
no,
the genius
bit. No,
of the bit.
No,
hey
the bit,
guys, it's me, Genghis Khan.
But the bit's not good. That's John's bit, actually. Genghis Khan. He's the one who came up with that.
I'm
name.
The one that came up with
Genghis Khan. What do you mean?
John said that earlier in the show.
He did.
Yeah.
So he incepted me.
Yes,
I don't
he
remember
did.
Him saying Genghis
he
Khan.
Said that. Yes.
He must have incepted me. Why would I say Genghis
or
Khan?
Or he said it out loud, like, and you just remember him saying that. He
said that was an inception.
Yeah. Keith, Keith, we appreciate you, but if you're going to call, don't bring the Rizzler stuff. Bring, hey.
Can you have, we bring the boom?
Do you want to hear this
Yeah,
song?
I want to play it for John so John can hear. It's cheesy.
There are breaks for that, but okay.
It's here. No. I want to do it on, because I mentioned it on the air. I don't know who the Rizzler is. I've heard the name, but I don't, it's all social media stuff. But We Bring the Boom is this dad named AJ, I guess, and his son's name is Justice, I think. And their whole bit is they go to Costco. This is how it started. And they do these corny, dumb things. I mean, they're from New York or New Jersey. You can tell as soon as you hear them, their whole bit. But they've now become famous because it's just chubby kid eating chocolate chip cookies. Here it is. Here's their song. See, Costco food.
Boom that everybody deserves.
And we call him Big Justice, because that's what he serves.
We bring the happiness and laughter
I can't.
When we enter the room.
It's fine.
They bring the boom.
So they're famous now because they eat cookies and do a rap on TikTok. You don't have to do much on TikTok. You can get millions of followers. Be hot.
Yeah.
If you're hot, if you don't wear much clothes, if you do goofy stuff like this, we're out here working hard, grinding every day.
Every day.
And we're doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. And I've got kids who just don't care enough to make, like, even though I don't like it, if you can make money, kids, go start creating content. Just don't do things like, did you see what somebody did on 59 a week ago? They stopped at the Spur at 7 o'clock at night. This man and woman stopped their car. Two people stopped their cars, blocked both sides of traffic, got out and took a picture and took like these glamour shots, like we're taking pictures there at the Spur with everyone behind them and they couldn't go. And they're like got out of their car and started taking pictures and they just started doing Instagram stuff. And that's how you get shot in the face.
Yeah. No.
You can't do that in Houston, blocking an entire Spur.
If I was the first person behind them,
what would you do?
Oh my God. No, there would have been.
So something similar happened to me last week.
Oh, yeah. You got stuck behind the bikes?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, bike groups, like hundreds of people at night.
Motorcycle or bicycles.
Bicycles.
So these bicycle groups, I don't know who they are.
There's multiple.
It's like 200 bicycles. And they're all a group who will bicycle at random places, and they take over.
And they don't care.
They don't
care
that
you're waiting. I was thinking about it this morning, even though it happened last week. If they would have just given me a sorry, man, like a courtesy, hey, sorry, we got this thing going. We're sorry for making you wait. Not a care. They just kept rolling.
So why
through.
Didn't you just pull over and take a side street and get around them?
Because I had was already at the light, and there was one way. I could not go anywhere. It was one way for Pierce. I was on Pierce, so it was one way to Pierce to get to 45. And I was at Hamilton or right before Hamilton. That street's a one-way street, too. There's nothing you can do except wait for them to roll through.
How long did it take?
It was at least two rotations of the lights.
What?
It was like 300 bikes.
Oh, no. It's enormous.
No. I'm sorry. I got to inch my way
this
out.
This is what I was thinking. I wanted to do that.
Inch my way out.
They had traffic control. They had a guy on a motorized bike stop.
Yeah.
And patrol right in front of you, so there is no chance of you moving.
Or people who take over the car guys or motorcycle guys who take over randomly on Westheimer at night. Like, this is how shootouts are going to start.
Like, too many people have weapons. You've been advocating shooting people.
No, I'm not. No, I advocate tasing. I don't advocate shooting. I'm telling you, it's going to happen because we have a lot of guns in this city.
You said shoot, shot in the face, and now this is how shootouts are going.
It's a good way to get shot.
We don't even call football games shootouts anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a rivalry now.
Do we have a lot of guns here in Houston?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good way. I am advocating for tasing people.
You are.
People who need to be tased. I will own that. I do not advocate shooting anyone. However, in this city, there are people who will shoot you.
Yeah.
There are people who will shoot you for doing dumb stuff. Oh, my God.
2.5 lights?
I sat there for about 5+ minutes waiting for them to roll through.
Oh, my God.
And the thought is they're just assuming that everyone's a right-thinking individual in their car. Like, oh, this person will inch out and maybe bump a couple people. That's the assumption. And you know what? Most people want to go on with the rest of their lives, so they're not going to do something stupid like that. But you never know. There could be someone who's like, I'm sick of this. I'm going to make a move. And they're just like, no care in the world. Won't even look at you to be like, hey, man, we're sorry about all this. We're just doing this thing. Lost my mind.
I'd have been nuts. I'd have been absolutely nuts. I'd have got out. You know what? Maybe put the car in park, get out, and try and punch somebody as they're driving right
now. There's 300
of them.
Yeah. I think that's
reasonable. There's a lot of people who would be like, hey, you can't hit our guy, and it'd be over for me. I'm going to get jumped.
Stay in a, you know what? Yeah, that's just it.
It's a bad
then
decision.
Then just go like this. Like you got.
I'm not doing that.
Like you got. You like you're packing.
Like I'm a quarterback?
Okay. Yeah. But
in college football?
A cornerback. You lift up your shirt a little bit. What?
No.
What?
Well, they could probably. They might actually have
one. What about if it's a bunch
of
LSU wide receivers and they have their imaginary guns and they're shooting people in the face with it after a game?
The problem is someone in that bike group might have had a real gun.
Yeah.
And then I would have a problem.
Oh, no, no. Somebody had a gun. That's why I said shootouts are going to happen.
Mm.
Oh, no. Somebody's going to get mad, pull out the blicky, and then it's going to be blicky on blicky.
Can you not say that anymore?
Too late. This is my new thing. I'm making people uncomfortable. I told my daughter she's giving me the ick.
Is that different than glizzy?
Yeah. Yes.
The blicky's
a gun. If you use their words against them, young people, they get freaked out. They're like, don't say it anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't
so
like
So you
it.
Just say it. Don't, you keep saying it.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
You say Maestro. I say Dobell.
I do. Maestro Dobell is the preeminent tequila sponsor at this station. And they're a tequila sponsor and PGA Tour. They were with John Rahm. I don't know since he went to Live if they still are. But Maestro Dobell's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're really taking over here in the country. They keep getting more and more shelf space. And the reason's simple. Their product is so good. And it's, you know, it's reasonably priced for a top shelf. We're talking about a top shelf tequila. Ask my man DWH Coupons on the text string. He grabs the tequila. I think he drinks the Diamante, which is the Cristalino. It's awesome. It is an awesome tequila. Every one of them goes down smooth because they're distilled properly. They use the best ingredients. It's done the right way so that every bottle you have is excellent. And I don't care what type. Have you ever tried the smoked silver that they have called the Humito? It's amazing. The smoked silver is going to upgrade any margarita, frozen or rocks, that you could ever make. That's one example of how they're doing it different over at Maestro Dobell. Maestro Dobell, wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobell.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The big stories yesterday, Gary Pettis fired by the Houston Astros. No reason.
Wait,
no,
was he fired or not renewed?
Well, not renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, more or less. They didn't give him an offer from another contract. It's
allowed to walk.
Yeah. It's semantics, but yes. Mario Edwards suspended 4 games for, some kind of drug use. Some kind of a drug, not a performance enhancer. And if it's not a performance, if it was actually making him a worse player because it was a recreational drug, I guess you could argue it makes you worse. You're not going to be as good if you're using recreational drugs. Then maybe Mario Edwards is going to come back even better than he was if he has to slow down on the other stuff.
I like that glass half full you got.
It is a little. That's the way I roll.
That's how you are.
That's why I roll. Speaking of glass half full, see if you agree. See if you agree with Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky feels like, I mean, we've talked about the MVP.
Nobody's more glass half full than Dan Orlovsky.
No. Well,
he's got a chance to make a fan base happy so he doesn't get yelled at on Twitter.
Right.
He is.
So he doesn't cry at his kitchen table. Right. So they don't make him cry. He's making the Texans fan base happy with this.
Any conversation that has to be around the MVP 100% has to include CJ Stroud. I'm telling everybody what he is doing is overcoming and covering up a lot of deficiencies right now in their offensive unit. I do think, although they scored 41, Nico was missed.
Yeah.
Yes. But the positive is Stephon Diggs very much so stepped forward and made some big plays for this offense. I'm not saying he stepped into that one role, but if he has to play the run one role for a couple weeks, I think that you have a lot of confidence in doing that.
I just look so forward every week, Monday, to watching C.J. Stroud on
tape. Look at this throw.
More than any other quarterback. Because I'm just saying, you do not appreciate the level of difficulty you described until you see it on tape, yeah. Until you see the tightness of windows, the pressure that he is under. He is making more special passes than any quarterback in the NFL this year.
You know, Dan Pastorini echoed that yesterday. He was on with us, and he's like, he thinks C.J. is the best quarterback he's ever seen. He's on the record. CJ is the best quarterback he's ever seen. And Dan Pastorini has seen them all. So that is saying something. The decision-making, the accuracy,
I'm gonna tell you something now.
The athleticism, all of those things that CJ's bringing to the table in just a year and a quarter is amazing.
The stats don't look quite as like 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions
year
this
and a
year.
Third.
What's that?
A year and a third. Go ahead.
Yeah, year and a third. Stats don't look quite as like, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, whatever. When you watch, I watch the game tape. I watch the coach's tape on this. Man, I tell you what, for having 200 yards passing just under, he made some really, really impressive throws. I probably need to bring some up during the break. He goes where the ball's supposed to, he goes where it's supposed to be. He throws with anticipation, throws with just easy accuracy. That touchdown pass to Tank Dell, that first one, it was a terrific throw. It's just he has a great feel for being able to see you on the move and throw the ball to where you're going to end up. Ball and player get there at the same time. And maybe that's not really taken into account much by people, and you just think, oh, it's no, you know, that's what you're supposed to be able to do. Most quarterbacks don't do that on a consistent basis. CJ's probably one of the three or four guys who can do it on a consistent basis. Kirk Cousins pretty good at it. Baker Mayfield can be pretty good at it, believe it or not. But, yeah, C.J. Stroud is going to be in the mix for MVP. I think Josh Allen is going to be there. He's got 10 touchdowns passing, no interceptions. This is Josh Allen with no interceptions. That's almost impossible.
And Josh Allen, they talked about it on the broadcast. He goes, well, the defenders caught balls. I probably have 5 or 6 this year. So he apparently even admitted in his – you know, they meet the guys before the game, and he said, yeah – probably should have 5 or 6, but I've just been fortunate. I don't know if that won't happen. They won't go through the film
when they see his
numbers. But
well, he's also – it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, at some point.
But he has 13 touchdowns total, 3 rushing. He's making winning plays after losing 2 wide receivers. So Lamar Jackson's starting to really play well and throw the ball well. I think Jaden Daniels as a rookie will be in the mix like CJ was last year, but then he'll probably trail off at some point as some people start to get a little more tape on him. But CJ, if you think about it, I mean, do you really expect Sam Darnold to be an MVP? No. Maybe Jordan, and Jordan Love missed a little time. Maybe Jordan Love can be mentioned at some point. But Pat Mahomes, of course, even though this is not Pat Mahomes' biggest year from a statistical standpoint, but who are the...
He's all right.
Who are the... I mean, he's winning a ton of games. But yeah, from a stat standpoint this year...
No.
He has 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. How about that?
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes has 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. The most touchdowns he's had, he's
I
had.
I think he makes a point that CJ's got to be in the conversation. I mean, they're 5-1. I agree.
Let me see if I've got the.
It's probably what you're right, because Pat Mahomes isn't playing great. He's statistically, you obviously can make an argument. I don't know why Derrick Henry couldn't win MVP.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But maybe because Lamar Jackson. But, yeah, they'll probably split votes, actually.
Yeah.
Because Derrick Henry really should be considered.
Yeah.
Lamar's got 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions this year. He's completing 67% of his passes.
And is Sam Darnold, we'll see if he's just a flash.
Lamar is having a really good year. 1,529 yards passing, 67% completion percentage, better than his career of 64.7. But yeah, Derrick Henry's also having a good game.
Yeah.
Like, this is not our job. Your job isn't to let me go over the reasons. Are you talking about what are we doing? Are you talking about me reading Jerry Jones or the call? Who do we have up there?
Mike and Derry Ashford.
This can't be real Mike.
That's
and
not
Derry
the
Ashford.
Real Mike and Derry Ashford.
Let's, if it is,
if it, let's
if
see.
It is, he can. It, that should be our presenter.
Oh no,
he was listening on day one.
Oh, absolutely. He knew now, the day when we didn't.
Now this guy's a Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay. Mike and Derry Ashford.
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to throw my newsy cap in the ring to present you guys to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
So I got experience. Number one, I once inducted my former high school classmate Guglielmo Marconi into the Atlanta Hall of Fame. Also, I am a Hall of Famer myself. You may not know this.
No.
What's the Hall of Fame?
I was, back in the day, I was inducted into the Lower East Side Textile Sweatshop Hall of Fame for my unique skill set. Which was scurrying around the factory floor to gather up the oily rags before they caused a workplace fire.
Wow. And that's important. You don't want a fire at the workplace.
No,
so
oily rags
will catch fire quickly.
That's bad.
And spread quickly.
Yeah, so, I just want to support you guys. You know, I've been listening for a long time. I can speak to your special skill set of pumping it up and whatnot.
Right, it's a special.
It
skill
is
set.
A special skill set.
I think we only win. I think our win percentage is like Ted Cruz's when we pump it up, though. It's low.
Yeah,
low at games. We don't win a lot when we pump it up.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta get back to my shift at the Treehouse Bakery. So, good luck, guys. Best luck.
Right, thanks, Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile. Some people are not gonna know what that call is.
No, they don't know.
But trust me, it's good.
It's really, really good.
It's good.
All right. Thanks, Mike and Derry Ashford. We got a break. Time for you to talk about Underdog.
Oh, man, Underdog Fantasy. Holy moly, what a day. What a day. You had higher on Breece Hall's rushing yardage, 49.9. You want to go higher or lower? Guess what? You could shift that up to 59.9 and go higher than that, and you get a multiplier. It went to 1.32. And guess what? He went higher than that. And then what you did was you said, Juan Soto, I think Juan Soto is going to hit a home run. You hit that. You're a winner. Boom. Ta-da. You only put two in. Guess what? You won. You won with just those two. You can pick between two and all the way up to eight players when you do your cash pick'em games. And Underdog Fantasy has added boosters. You find profit boosters in there all the time that you can add to your plays. You've got an opportunity to switch the numbers. So you go higher or lower. You can change the way the numbers are for the player, the statistic on a lot of these players. So whether you're doing playoff baseball, college football, NFL football, basketball coming up, you can mix and match your way to happiness. And it makes you so much, it's so much better when you're watching the games and you actually are playing along with them with Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em Challenge. All you have to do is go to the website, underdogfantasy.com, or just go download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you are going to get a gimme pick on your first deposit. They're going to give you one that's an automatic winner, and you can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make that first deposit. It's Underdog Fantasy. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. You must be 18 or older. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You're right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Elliot needs some life advice. This is what we do best, and yeah. I think why we're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
One of the many reasons.
Is we are life coaches here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a service where we come on here and talk about the Astros, Texans. We provide people with life services here, and we'll help you live a better life. Elliot, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I call in every so often because I need life advice. You guys are like father figures to Dell. mm-hmm. and you're my life coaches, so I Thanks. Need your help. Called in about 2 years ago and asked if I should move to Chicago.
Yeah, I remember that. Wait. John, it was Chicago or Nashville, right? Wasn't it? You were choosing between a couple different cities.
Yep, it was Chicago or Nashville, and John said that'd be the dumbest decision I ever made. So then it became Arizona or Nashville. And John said I should go to Arizona, and everybody else said Nashville. John just wanted, his golf courses, private courses that us minions can't afford. So I decided to go to Nashville. Well, now I have an opportunity within the next 6 months to go to New Orleans or to Los Angeles. And I will be taxed out of Texas, so you got to take that out of it. So I need to know what would be a better quality of life for my life coaches.
Oh, no. First, let me tell you this. I want to make sure, because I got taxed. I live here, and L.A. still got me for taxes. If you make your living, if you live and work in Los Angeles, the franchise tax board, they're called, can get you for living there and making money while you're there. It's crazy. You need to look into that. But if you're just saying between New Orleans is so dirty.
New Orleans is fun to visit. L.A. is so expensive, but New Orleans is...
L.A.'s expensive. New Orleans is not... It's a great place to visit. Living there, which I did, and I've got some friends who are there who don't love... I mean, why... You have to leave Nashville? Wait, where are you right now? Arizona or Nashville?
Well, I'm in Nashville right now, and I'm a national account manager, so I have my headquarters in Texas. I make my income through Texas, but I can live remote anywhere, so I Airbnb these places for 10 to 12 months.
Oh, wow.
Well, and I'm on month 8 to 9
right now. And
Do you not want to stay there?
They want me to hit different markets. So the Mid-Atlantic right now I'm covering, which is Nashville, the Carolinas. But it's been a year. We've grown the market. We've got branches set up. So now they're like, okay, we need West Coast coverage. We need maybe some Gulf Coast outside of Texas, maybe some New Orleans. They've even offered Chicago again, and I just, for some reason, John has terrified me.
Chicago. Chicago's great, not in the winter, but the summers are incredible.
Yeah, but you're going now. You're going to hit winter right now.
Yeah.
Winter blows.
Well, I'll be going in March, April. March, April's when I'll
Oh,
be
no, then
off.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Chicago for sure. Chicago.
But it's a 12-month run, so I will hit the winter.
Well, yeah, but
just
you got
one winter never
first.
Killed you.
Yeah. No, I would do that.
And they
LA,
got, and they got good sports.
It's too expensive.
They got some good sports there right now, too.
Too many weirdos.
But LA can be LA or San Diego. So just keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be Los Angeles. It can be Southern California.
If you could stay in La Jolla, that's your spot. I say move to La Jolla, which is right outside of San Diego. It's basically San Diego. Move there. Now, who are you paying? Is the company paying?
Well, it's a little bit of both, but again, I just Airbnb it. They set me up for a couple of months, and then I take over. And what I've learned is some of these rental houses / Airbnb / furnished findings, you're paying pretty much that as you would an apartment in Houston. And I'm a rambling man, no kids, no wife, so I just pick up and take off.
Go to La Jolla. It's right there off the water.
Oh, yeah.
Go to La Jolla.
Agreed.
It's not even a choice.
I know. L.A.'s cool, too. L.A.'s nice, too, but... La Jolla.
La Jolla is phenomenal. That's where Eric Layden lives. I went and spent a week there for a family vacation. It was unbelievable. One of my favorite places I've ever gone. 100% I would do that. That's really good.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's nice. There's no one dropping turds all over the sidewalk and smashing, grabbing coffee shops.
It's a little better than Skid Row is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot better. Yeah. And the weather's great, and you're literally right by the water the whole time.
I've been there.
Perfect. Well, see, that's what you guys come through and get for me. I'm going to call back in for dating advice next week.
All right, absolutely.
Keep me on your mind. All right, thank you guys.
We'll hook you up with Tom.
Forward those pictures over to us. What? Not yours, no. The ones that come in.
No, what? You want him to send you pics?
Not his. The ones that come
what
in.
What kind of pics do you think Lance wants, though?
Well, I don't know. You send videos to us.
No. What?
Well, you did send the video.
Are you going to call him out?
Send the video, John.
Are you going to call him out? You said you might have to have a... John doesn't seem to even know what we're talking about.
Is that something we want to
discuss? John doesn't know what we're talking about.
Should we discuss this here? Or should that have been off-the-air conversation about John's texting etiquette?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You texted us about a conspiracy and added images to it. Moving images
to us?
Yeah, were you supposed to send that to someone else?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You might want to go check the stream.
The Glory Boys?
Yeah. Go back a little bit this weekend. You texted us about, when you weren't texting us about the tight end for Penn State, you're texting us about a conspiracy, and you added moving images to punctuate the conspiracy.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. What?
How does he not,
How drunk were you? How do you not know what you sent us?
Oh, no, I got sent that. Yeah, I got sent that video.
I wouldn't put that up by
the camera. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's a mistake.
No, I'm sure you did get sent that. And then you passed it along. Del and I were up here on Sunday, and Del goes, are we going to talk about the fact that John sent us that video?
Because no one responded. Well, we
know. Well, that was a video, apparently, of the person that's the conspiracy.
Allegedly. I know you used it to punctuate the story you sent.
There you go. But I got it punctuated to me, so I punctuated it to you.
You didn't need to. There's no evidence that that person is actually the person that's allegedly
conspiracy. No, but it's still a good video.
Well,
you can't see their face.
You can't see a face.
Time to talk about Dream Ray. Time to talk about Kent Jones. Kent Jones is on his way back right now. I think he's here, might be, might not be, from Oregon. He went to the game. How about that, the Ohio State-Oregon game? I mean, that is awesome.
Where did he go? I think he's an Ohio guy.
No, he's an Oregon guy.
He's an Oregon guy?
He's an Oregon guy.
So he was happy.
Big. Yeah, he loved it. Okay. He said it was awesome. But I'll hear about it tomorrow because I'm going to have lunch with Kent. And I want you to have lunch. I want you to meet Kent. I want you to have him tell you about how he can get you in that home. I mean, this is he is going to be a consultant for you because you're out there thinking, I can't afford a home. I can't buy a home. Yeah, you can. He's going to tell you how you can get there with a low down payment. He's going to tell you how you can get there with the best interest rate that you're going to get or how to get a loan. I mean, dude's done 1,400 mortgages. You think he doesn't know how to go about getting you a loan for your home? It's what he does every single day. And he's been doing it for 30 years. So, and I mean, he's going to get you where, I mean, he's seen a lot tougher cases maybe than yours even is. If you're renting and saying, well, we can't afford to buy, or we don't have this much on the down payment, or we, you know, interest rates are too high, or any of that stuff, nonsense, Kent Jones is here for you. Kent Jones is going to find a way for you to get into that home. So if you're looking for a way to buy your first home, because there's a lot of incentives out there from the government right now. What you need is Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage. 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.